Welcome, my friend. Welcome to another episode of Love Someone with Delilah, my podcast that I am so, so proud of. This podcast is dedicated to sharing stories, to sharing conversations with people who are doing their part to impact our world for the better. And don't we need that now more than ever? To impact the world for good. There is a lot to love about my guest today. She's a great singer. She's a dancer, an actress, a beauty queen. Speaking of beauty, she is beautiful inside and out. Her soul is beautiful. She's been in a multitude of plays, including some of my favorites. She's been in Phantom of the Opera. She's been in The King and I. And my all-time favorite, I know her best for the role she made famous in the play Wicked. She played Galinda with a ga. Yeah, I'm talking about actress, singer, Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen is an operatically trained singer. She has one of the broadest ranges of any recording artist today. She's produced several albums, singing everything from opera to country to gospel. She's able to hit a note, the F6, also known as the F above high C. I have like a 3-note range, so the fact that she's able to hit a note that there's not even like an actual key for, because it's above high C. As you'll see in a moment, her speaking voice is adorable, brings a richness to the character she plays on stage as well as on TV and in movies. We actually appeared in a movie together, last year's Christmas sensation, the animated movie The Star. Kristen was Gabby the Mouse. She has a new album out that is dedicated to all the female singers that have inspired her, both past and present. But before we start this conversation with the adorable Kristen Chenoweth, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, The Home Depot. You may be the early holiday shopper. I hope you are. People tell me it removes some of the stress of the holiday hustle and bustle. If there's a tool lover on your holiday list, you know the place to go is the Home Depot, right? The number one retailer of power tools. The Home Depot is that indeed. That means more selection and more savings for you. The big names in tools are in plentiful supply there. DeWalt, Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Husky. You're going to do the gift wrapping and just think of the smile when that gift is opened this holiday season. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. With me on this episode of Love Someone is the lovely, beautiful, and oh so talented Kristen Chenoweth.
Honey, how are you?
Is this really you, Kristen?
Yes, it is.
I am so honored and so thrilled to be talking to somebody that is in my life, in my heart, such a legend.
I'm so happy to be talking to you, too, because you're quite the inspiration, ma'am. Just pretty cool to be talking to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean it.
You know, I can't hear your voice without like wanting to say something like, you know, a line from Wicked.
That's all right. I'm glad that my voice is distinctive and makes people remember certain parts and stuff. I mean, that's cool.
Do you know how many times I came to see you in Wicked?
No. Tell me.
I think I saw you in it 3 times. I've seen it 3 or 4 more times since, but you... I think you were in it the first 3 times I saw it.
Oh, Mike, I'm so glad. Did you love it?
Do you think?
I will tell you something. A little birdie told me that you snuck in some really nice fancy popcorn to Wicked and got caught. And chomped away and pretended to go to a car that doesn't exist. In front of the usher, you go put your popcorn away and then came back and still stole it in, brought it in again. And then you both started chomping because you were hungry. And I just want to say that at my show, I welcome the popcorn. Bring it.
Oh, did they tell you that in order to get in, I found a really handsome man and I went and looped my arm through his so I could hide the bag? And his girlfriend or his wife that was on the other side did not appreciate that.
Actually, that part of the story was left out. But my favorite is that your friend, when you said, okay, I'll take it out, I'll take it to the car. And you both, neither one of you brought your car. And she went,
we don't have a car. I'm like, shut up, you. Shutting up. Like,
go with me here. Go with me. I think it's hilarious that she also, when you were eating it in the show, she was... couldn't help herself and had to eat it too. I think that's funny. I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite theater stories.
I'm going to kill her. I'm so going to kill her.
Oh, I wasn't going to let you get away with it, baby. I was not going to let you get away with it.
All right. We'll have popcorn together. It was the caramely corn. Oh my gosh. It was so good. When I see you, I will bring you some.
You know what? Bring it to me and give it to me while I'm on stage. I think that'd be a really big hit. So.
Don't dare me, Kristen, because I will.
I dare you. Oh, you have to bring your friend along. I love it.
Okay. Well, we'll be there with bells on.
Okay, good.
Kristen Chenoweth, hold that thought. We need to hear from a sponsor, and we'll be right back. With me on this episode of Love Someone is the lovely, beautiful, and oh-so-talented Kristen Chenoweth. First up, I have to say here, the new album is For the Girls.
That's right.
And we're going to be playing some of the songs for the girls, but also for the guys who are listening, because they can be an honorary girl. All they have to do is get in touch with their sappy side.
That's right, and they love us, so, you know.
So there you go. It works.
It works.
I want to know how you chose the particular songs that you chose, The Way We Were. Oh, my gosh. That was the theme of our high school prom, by the way.
was it really?
It was. It was our senior high school prom, and we decorated with evergreens all over the gymnasium. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I actually think that's super cool.
It was super cool. Our proms were not like you spend $5,000 to have a limo and a corsage and a sit-down dinner. We'd go get pizza at Pizza Ray's and then go to the grade school gymnasium and dance.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
But I especially want you to share the story of Desperado, because that is my dedication to somebody I love dearly. So tell me about that one.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me so happy. Well, I was a little kid. I remember hearing this beautiful woman's voice singing this song, Desperado. I went, I understand that, and I just get it. Because when I heard it and Linda sang it, I thought, well, yeah, I feel like that sometimes. Believe it or not, and this is a little-known fact about me, I can be kind of a loner, and sometimes our friends are like, she's going there, she's going MIA, she's going MIA. It's just, I can get, like, scared of commitment, and I can be alone, and I can battle those kinds of feelings. And not that I'm like, oh, I'm such a recluse, but I do have to be with music, and I do have to be doing the art of it and understanding the voice always and understanding the changes of my voice and the deepening that's happening. And I have to learn music all the time. And if I don't, I'm just not myself. And some may call that selfish.
I call that being true to living out your truth. You are living out your truth and you're doing it beautifully. And
you
get more beautiful every day.
That is so lovely. Thank you, Delilah. Thank you. You know, as women, we age and we go, oh, look at that. There's that wrinkle. Oh, no, things are falling.
But here's the thing. Don't you feel that as you grow, as you mature, as you learn to accept yourself, I feel, at least for myself, I feel more beautiful than I did when I was modeling and weighed 50 pounds less in my 20s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel more confident. I feel like I care more about what I think of myself than I do about what others.
Amen. Well, thank you for spending all this time with us and for sharing your heart. I want to talk about your, before we go, your charity, because The whole reason I do Love Someone with Delilah, this podcast, is to encourage people, even if they're not Broadway stars, even if they haven't been in TV shows, even if they weren't nominated for Tonys and Grammys and awards, even if they haven't had the level of success that you have enjoyed, everybody can change the world for good.
That's right.
And I know you have an organization, a foundation, that changes the world for good so that other people who are gifted with the talents and the passions to be in the arts can pursue that. Tell me a little bit about that and how people can find out more.
First of all, thank you for what you do. I want to do the same. 10 years ago in my hometown of Broken Arrow, they opened a theater. We never had anything like a performing arts center, and we have a state-of-the-art theater, and they contacted me and told me that they were going to name the theater the Kristen Chenoweth Theater, and I almost had a heart attack because I thought, I'm not old enough to have anything named after me. And they said, you are.
I have people send me pictures of their pet pigs named after me, so, you know, I would take a theater, but I'm happy with the little pet pigs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then when I finally got over myself, I was like, what am I going to do with that name on that building? Something. I'm not going to just let it sit there. I'm going to back it. I'm going to do something. So it started out with I gave a yearly masterclass to high school and college students. I would pick five each, and I would give masterclasses. And then it evolved into the Kristen Chenoweth Broadway Boot Camp. And many kids all over the nation auditioned. And I can only choose 50, but it happens every year. We just had our fifth year of Broadway Boot Camp at the Tony Awards Week. We watch the Tonys on television with pizza in my theater. We bring down the big screen. We watch it. And then the next day, we start a very intensive singing, acting, dancing, improv, writing week with these kids, with teachers that I bring in that are much more talented than I am. A lot of them famous, a lot of them cohorts of mine. And then at the end of the week, we put on a show. And what I love more than anything is this week out of the whole year, because I see these kids bond. I see them find each other. I see them grow. I see that I have lots of time for them to bond as well. We have lots of dance parties. We have karaoke night. We have Dressed as Your Favorite Broadway Star night. And what's happening now is it's growing so big that eventually, and this is happening sooner rather than later, I'm currently fundraising for it. I would like to have a school. We're building a building next to it, which will be a creative arts center for the kids in the state of Oklahoma, which will be able to learn arts and crafts, draw, graphic design, writing, and it will be obviously geared towards kids in my home state that can't afford it and that will also be fed dinner. So that is something that is a sidebar to the foundation, the Kristen Chenoweth Arts and Education Foundation, which I encourage people to look up. You can also look up the Broken Arrow Performing Arts Center. You can look up Kristen Chenoweth Broadway Boot Camp, and you can find all the information on my website as well. And if there's anybody out there listening that has a child or a relative that wants to audition, auditions are in February, and they can be done in person in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, or they can be done by video. And I promise, I swear, that they will leave life having had a life-changing experience.
Kristen, thank you for spending time with us today. Thank you for loving and blessing kids who have a dream to pursue the arts. Thank you for all you're doing to make that possible, that you are pouring your talent, your time, your energy into young people who have that gift, that passion for the stage. I wish you the very best this holiday season, and I am so blessed, so grateful to get to know you.